Off the Ball Breakfast.
GAA players are in amazing shape. Their fitness is incredible. They look professional in every aspect of it, but amazingly, like, these people still have jobs.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
League of Ireland Football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Joy, a big win. How's the heart?
Yeah, listen, yeah, big win, as you said. But here, as I said to the lads in there, only halfway there, two halves done, two halves to go, you know. But yeah, delighted to get the win.
Yeah, it was a fairly wild game where I'd imagine David Healy feels everything that could go wrong did go wrong for them. Did you take enough of an advantage of that, do you feel?
Listen, it's hard, you know. Like, obviously, they got a player sent off quite early, but the pitch is really tight here, and obviously, down 10 men, low block, it's hard to break them down, you know. So I suppose, if you had it been said then, listen, you're going to score 3 goals against them, you'd be delighted, you know. It's yeah, they're a good size, but, and as I said to the boys up there, like, I think 2-0, we felt probably safe in the game. And I think on the football pitch, when you feel safe, that's when you're unsafe, you know. And they got back into it then with a corner, got my corner, obviously then the penalty. It's a huge moment by Vez saving the penalty, and I think it was a turn of the game really for the back end of the match. Really, we brought on a couple of subs, brought a little bit of stability to their play, really, I thought. And listen, pushed on then to get the tour to make a 3-1. But here, as you said, it's a penalty away from being 2-2. It's a different game.
Yeah, you got to take the praise when you get your substitutions right. And just been talking to Evan Caffrey, a player with such great history and family history with the club, like, to come on with in 20 seconds and I'm sure do exactly what you want him to do.
Yeah, no, but here, listen, he's been brilliant, Evan, you know. And again, I'd say he was disappointed not to start. It's hard gig, you know, picking the team for these nights, you know, really. And but that's the impact that you want, you know. He's been brilliant for us, Evan, in the last few years since he's been at the club. And here again, I thought he was brilliant when he came on. It just added a different dimension to our attack, on the left-hand side, with, like, Chuck obviously being able to get around him with the natural left foot and stuff like that. Here, it worked lovely, and yeah, fair play to him.
John Giles would have always said that this thing of playing against 10 men be more difficult was a load of nonsense. Can you talk a bit about, as a coach, when suddenly the dynamic changes early, how you have to try and respond to that?
Yeah, no, he felt that, like, obviously in the first half, that's why we, I suppose, changed it a little bit, to just get us more attacking and more speed on the side of the pitch, and that, and mixing it up. And obviously with Evan being a right footer, able to come in off his right footer from the left hand side, and then Chuck being able to get around him as a natural left footer, sort of create that little nice sort of dimension to our attack on that side of the pitch. But Ev's obviously a goal threat as well, and that's why I wanted to get him on the pitch, you know. So it was great for him, obviously, to get the tour then.
Feels like we got the full Meepo experience again tonight, and I'm sure he was disappointed with the penalty and maybe the missed opportunity earlier on. But what he did for the second penalty and not giving up on what was probably seemed like a lost ball, can you talk about his impact and his ability to maybe keep his head up when things aren't going his way?
Yeah, it's brilliant, you know, and he has huge experience. He's only a young player, but he's had life experiences of such a young player involved in football and his journey through football already. So I think he has taken learnings and on his path, you know. But again, the big thing there with the penalty when he missed it for me was his next penalty. Obviously, H took him. He didn't go over. You see him see players in that sense maybe complaining and trying to take the ball off Harry. He was encouraging him, you know. And
I thought that was. Because we were having a conversation. Yeah, I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah, no, yeah. So he was encouraging him. So it was a powerful moment, I felt, for Harry as well. Obviously, I suppose it took maybe a little bit of pressure off Harry to take the penalty. And yeah, it was a big moment for me. And here, he's a handful. Like, I'll keep on saying this. He has huge attributes. And yeah, listen, I thought again tonight he was great.
Yeah, and Harry Wood had a really good game, and I think something almost all the Irish managers have spoken about in Europe is, you know, needing bravery on the ball. You can see he wanted it all the time.
Yeah, again, he's been brilliant. I think this European one, you've seen the best of him in all the games he's played. For really, yeah, able to get on the front foot. His fitness levels are massive. I think the quality that he has in the ball, he's produced serious moments. I thought again here tonight, I thought he was the best player in the park, really, you know, wanting the ball at all times, doing all his work. Here, he's been he's brilliant, so... long may it continue.
There was a wildness in tonight's game. There was probably a bit of a wildness to the first hour up in Windsor Park the last time, until the sending off. With so much at stake next Thursday night, do you have to accept that it's going to be a bit emotional, that there's going to be tackles flying in, that it's going to be a bit all over the shop, or are you working on the next week to just try and keep things a bit calmer?
There's going to be obviously a nervousness to it, but yeah, that's the way it is. I think once you get onto the pitch and once it's kick off, then you just get into the flow of your game, really, you know. And it's going to be the same. Listen, it's great that we have the week I guess that's a big thing for us. It's because obviously with this European run, we've been going like sort of midweek and then matches on the weekend, the league and the cup and stuff like that. So it's been a real tough time for the lads, fitness wise and physically. So we have a couple of sore bodies up there, you know. So it gives us a couple of days to sort of rest up now and plan, obviously dissect tonight's performance and get ready for next Thursday.
And hopefully next Thursday night we're all here talking about two Irish teams in the Conference League, because Shamrock Rovers had a win tonight against Portuguese opposition. Stephen Bradley was saying yesterday he wants both teams to end up. What are your thoughts on a night like this and what Irish teams are doing and possibly having two in that Conference League?
Yeah, and here, listen, it'd be brilliant, and I'm sure Stephen would be saying the same thing. It's only halfway done for both of us, you know. It's like small advantages in both games, two halves to go. So it's a great opportunity, and again, it would be brilliant, but there's still a long way to go for both of us.
All right, best of luck next week.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
The John Giles era with Off The Ball has come to an emotional end.
Off The Ball wouldn't exist the way it does without the existence of John Giles.
Helped by a plethora of John's friends and family within and without football, we pay tribute to the great man in front of a selected audience.
So we are here tonight to celebrate not just the impact John has had on Off The Ball over the last 20 years or so, but really the unrivaled impact that he's had on Irish football going back 70 years.
This week in the OTB Football Feed, look out for the full John Giles tribute night.
If we didn't say John was the best player I've ever played with, he would tell you why he was.
Eddie, I might come to that in a minute. Yeah. Yeah.
We speak to John himself about his 7 decades in football, former Leeds teammates Eddie Gray and Joe Jordan, plus tributes from Liam Brady, Brian Kerr and many more.
As you say, it's what, 20 odd?
23 years.
20 years. Well, they did well to put up with me for 20 years.
Released in 3 parts, we'll drop the first part of the John Giles tribute night on Tuesday morning, and to mark the occasion, it will be available for free for a limited time only. The John Giles Tribute, only available in your OTB football feed.
Evan, that was a heck of a second half impact and assist, and well, what could turn out to be one of the most important goals in the history of Shells.
Yeah, no, it was good, you know, to come on. You know, I just wanted to come on and try and express myself and enjoy the game, and yeah, I did. So yeah, it was good to come on and score.
What was the message from the manager when he was sending you on? Because obviously you're coming on against a team that had been down to 10 men for quite a while. He's trying to change shape, probably be a bit more aggressive.
Yeah, not much really, you know. It's kind of, you know, it's down to yourself as well as a player. Like, he can't play the game for me, so I have to go on and just try and give as much energy I can for the team and just express myself and attack the game.
Yeah, you certainly did that, and you certainly attacked the game, because it was, what, 20 seconds in, you got the ball, you put the head down, you went.
Yeah, you know, you have to do that. Yeah, no, listen, for us as a team to win here tonight is important, and to have the game here, obviously, and not in Tala is massive for the club as well, so it was exciting to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was wild, wasn't it? It's hard to remember all the things that happened. What's it like as a player through that?
Oh, it's mental. The noise on the pitch is unbelievable. You know, obviously the stand so close to the pitch, so you feel the atmosphere 100 times more if you're in Tala. So yeah, it's just amazing.
It is 3-1, and we saw tonight there was plenty of drama. We saw up in Windsor Park there were lots of opportunities for both teams that night as well. So I'm assuming the message after the game is that this is far from done.
Oh yeah, no, definitely far from done. There's 2 hours of football left to play, so we have to go and attack the game again next week, and obviously they're going to have 11 men on the pitch from the start, so they're going to come at us and we just have to match it.
Yeah. What would it mean to get to the group stage for you as a player?
Yeah, honestly, it would mean everything, you know, as a young lad coming up watching European football during the week, you know, it would just mean everything. It's what you dream of since you're a kid, so yeah, it'd be amazing.
Tell us about the goal celebration.
It was Randy Orton. I'm a bit of a wrestling fan, so yeah, no, I just decided to break out the Randy Orton celebration.
It's not the first wrestling celebration though, is it?
I think I've done the John Cena. I think it was after the Pats game this season. Yeah, no, I just like the wrestling. It's funny as well. So
yeah. John Cena's in town, I think, at the moment. It's on in Dublin tomorrow night. Are you going?
No, I'm not going. No, but I have a John Cena.
Do you want to go? Do you want to put an appeal out and we'll see if we can get you a couple of tickets?
No. There's a massive game next week. So, but no, I have a John Cena T-shirt on the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So just waiting on that to come.
So what's the next celebration? What's a Stone Cold Stunner or something like that?
Maybe. That was a bit before my time, but maybe some of my time. We'll see.
Yeah. The one other thing, of course, is your family connection with the club, and like, it was your granddad who led them to Barcelona and the Nou Camp, and you know, one of the most incredible nights in the history of Shells, which is over 60 years ago at this stage. What does it mean to you to be continuing that family connection?
Amazingly, ever since I'm a kid, you know, he'd have the pennants in his house of the European Games and the pictures of him out in the Nou Camp as well. It's just, it's inspiring, you know. It's what you dream of, you know. I couldn't believe, you know, as a kid growing up that he got to play in a stadium like that. So, you know, for him not to be here as well is a bit heartbreaking, but I know, you know, he's looking down and he's proud.
Jeez, I'd imagine he'd be incredibly proud seeing that goal tonight.
Ah, yeah, you know, it'd just be amazing for him. Yeah, just with the connection to the club, it means everything.
Yeah, well, best of luck next
Thank
week.
You. Cheers.
League of Ireland football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be Drink Aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.